Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A man who was discharged from the U.S. Air Force dishonorably opened fire on a church near San Antonio, Texas, killing 26 worshipers, wounding at least 20. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
This will be a long-suffering mourning for those in pain. We ask for God's comfort, for God's guidance, and for God's healing for all those who are suffering.
The gunman also dead there, no clue as to a motive. Sunday's Texas shooting followed a mass killing in Las Vegas in early October that took 58 lives. President Trump is in Japan on a two-week Asia visit. He will attend the East Asia Summit and an ASEAN meeting. On this trip, he has pushed aggressively to get all Asian leaders to agree to the pursuit of an end to North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke today alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the North Korea crisis.
America and Japan face many challenges, many opportunities. There are many things we face, but we will be facing them together in friendship and as allies. Most importantly, we're working to counter the dangerous aggressions of the regime in North Korea.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will go to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Election Commission in the Democratic Republic of Congo announced presidential elections will take place December 23rd next year. Elections supposed to have taken place in late 2016. It was delayed, triggering unrest in the country. Last month, the commission said the election could not take place before April of 2019. This is VOA News. A helicopter carrying Saudi Prince Mansour bin Magrin, the deputy governor of Asir province, crashed near the Yemeni border that happened Sunday, killing all eight people on board. There was no immediate cause for that crash. Meantime, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the arrest of several officials, including a millionaire nephew of King Salman, in what is being called an anti-corruption crackdown. But Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal says this is part of the battle between conservatives, who rule there by consensus, and younger, more liberal members of the Saudi royal family.
What is really happening underlying all this is essentially the element of consolidation of power. You use any vehicle in order to consolidate your power in a situation where you realize that your party is no more a cohesive party which works through consensus.
Purge also targeted the head of the National Guard, who's been detained. Islamic State claiming responsibility for Sunday's car bombing at a security checkpoint in the southern Yemeni city of Aden, killing at least 15, wounding nearly 20. At the same time, the Saudi-led coalition is blaming Iran-backed Houthi rebels for a ballistic missile intercepted near Riyadh, calling it a dangerous escalation. There were no casualties. Australia has turned down New Zealand's offer to accept 150 refugees from offshore detention centers, but is open to further consideration following the meeting between the country's leaders. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull.
As you know, we have an arrangement with the United States whereby a substantial number, 1,250, can, subject to the United States' rigorous vetting, be resettled in the United States. And we're pursuing those arrangements at the moment. And that is our commitment.
New Zealand's newly elected Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern made her first official visit to Australia, discussing a number of issues, including immigration and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Powerful typhoon hit south-central Vietnam. So far, at least 44 people are dead in the wake of the typhoon. Rains up to 78 centimeters were reported in some parts of the region over the 24 hours that moved into early today. The typhoon is the second to hit Vietnam in a month and the worst to hit the region in 16 years. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.